assess today for me, please?
Well, I think we started the game well. We knew it was very difficult to play against Forest, and they were coming from a really good moment, picking up very good results away from home especially, and a very difficult game to, and a very difficult team to play against. But I think the team understood the game, and despite starting well, Forest had some control in the end of the, in the middle of the first half, and we had to do a lot of very good defending, but offensively as well, we found the spots we wanted to find, especially the first half. And despite losing 1-0, the team always stood very focused. And as soon as I think, of course, that Campi made that save on the penalty, and then afterwards, as scoring with Scott Hogan's goal, the team got back into halftime in a good position. Then at halftime, we talk about how we could hurt them a little bit more and what we need to be aware of. We reminded everything, all the important things, and the players share their thoughts as well. And I think as a group and as a team, we managed the second half very well. I think all the subs came in and understood the game, and we were very dangerous on the break, especially on the result on our favour. And when we had to defend the box, I think we've been superb the whole game. So possibly I would say that we deserve the win today, which is very important for our fans, because it's been difficult for us to win at home lately in the league. And the fans were played a massive part the last 5 minutes, singing keep right on until the end. You know, I think it gave the players a boost.
Touching on that penalty save, I think everyone in the ground was looking around thinking, what was it actually given for? Was it a case of justice done when it was saved?
Yeah, of course, because in my opinion, it was not a penalty. In my opinion, the only penalty in the pitch has been a clear handball by Forest. We were not awarded. But I don't know, I think it makes the seventh penalty against for us, and only 2-4. But still, the important thing is that we pick up the 3 points, and we didn't allow that decision to unfocus us from the game.
Camp's becoming quite a bit of a hero when it comes to penalty saves. That's twice this season, is it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think last season he saved the penalty in Cupiar as well. And I think for us it's massive, because he got us back into the game. That it would have been very difficult if they scored that penalty. So massive credit for him.
And as debuts go, Scott Hogan seemed to be written. Good performance from him. Looked promising as well with Juki up top.
Yeah, I think it was very important for me and for the club and the team to find a good partnership for Juki. I think Scott fits that very well, and the fact that he came in and understood how we play and enjoyed the game and managed to score on his debut is massive for us, and it has helped massive to the team today. And I do hope that it's a very good beginning for him, and we got to support him all the way so he can be the fantastic player that I believe he is.
You spoke a couple of days before the game about how Forest are, you know, big club. They've worked so hard to get into this position now. They're pushing for promotion. How big was it, a win today, considering with the games we've got coming up?
It's a massive win, first of all, because Nottingham Forest is one of the teams who has conceded the fewest goals. So we managed to score two today, and us coming from an unbeaten run of 5 games, adding this one, having the 3 points, puts us in a very, very good position to now face the cup game and Bristol, and start this February, which we think is going to be a very difficult month, because we have a lot of games. So it's important to pick up these 3 points, massive.